What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And once again, our toll-free number is not working. I'm going to give you the numbers that you can call. And it's important to understand there's no fall-through rotary. If you call the number and it's already in use, you get a recording. So you just have to hang up and call back again. The numbers are area code 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. And if you use that second and third number, you're more likely to get through because everybody's calling that first number here. All right, we're going to do a phone call here. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. A very late happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to make a comment about this massive influx of refugees, not only in Europe, but in the U.S. as well. Why isn't George Soros footing the bill for this? What the United States ought to do, as well as all the European nations, they have to calculate all the expenses these illegal immigrants run and send them in bulk to George Soros and tell him exactly how much he owes for all the medical services, for the school, the education, transportation, welfare, and, you know, things like that. And I'm sure that he won't be very pleased.
No, he wouldn't. I mean, Soros' attitude, and we see that with these other money junkies who like to play God, their attitude is they're going to spend their money to start something, but ultimately ordinary people pick up the majority of the costs. It's like Bill Gates and his vaccination program. He'll get it going, but then ultimately, you know, the taxpayers pick up the cost for these vaccination programs, including the ones that are actually sterilizing women.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking, why are in the States, in Europe at least, Bill George Soros? Because he's the one who started this immigration influx.
They absolutely should. Well, let's start a class action lawsuit.
Absolutely, because George Soros is provenly behind all this. Therefore, he should assume all the financial responsibility for what happened.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
And another point, another question I'd like to ask. I mean, this is more of a question than a comment. You keep saying that the United States will probably collapse like the old Soviet Union did, and
yes.
Maybe you're right, maybe you're not. But let me ask you a question: why isn't North Korea collapsing? Because North Korea is the last Stalinist stronghold on this planet. Why aren't they collapsing? I mean, they don't have much interaction with the outside world, and I'd really like to know, because if the United States will collapse under its own weight, then it follows that North Korea should have collapsed a long time ago.
Well, it has to do with the population's awareness of the degree to which their government has become corrupt, and North Korea, they don't have a lot of internet there. And so the people of North Korea are very dependent on their equivalent of the corporate media and government statements. They don't have alternative sources of information. What triggered the collapse of the Soviet Union was the samizdat, and that was a network of fax machines. And these fax machines had a broadcast function where you'd put in a document and hit a button, and it would be repeatedly faxed out to this pre-existing list of other fax machines. And the people on those fax machines would read the articles and then put them back in the machine and send them on to their list of forwarded machines. And it was through this that the Soviet people began to understand the degree to which their government was lying to them. And it reached a point where the Soviet government simply couldn't function any longer because nobody was listening to what they were saying or doing what they were told to do. At some point, I'd like to see North Korea have the same thing. But we know North Korea does not have a lot of internet access for the general population. And I don't know what their fax machine situation is. But North Korea, I think by virtue of the militant blustering that we're seeing coming out of their government, is they're dealing with a lot of internal problems as well. And like the United States, they see starting an outside war as their best course to hang on to power.
Yeah, well, there was another thought occurring to me. if the United States has the power to print, well, the Federal Reserve has the power to print as much money as they think is necessary, then they can keep this Ponzi scheme going on forever, and the government will never collapse like that of the old Soviet Union.
Well, there you're wrong, because the more they print up new money or type it into a computer, the more worthless the individual dollars become, until you get into a situation like Zimbabwe, where people are carrying around paper notes that say $100 trillion, and nobody will take them in trade. And that's the corner that the Federal Reserve finds itself in. It needs to create new money to pour all over Wall Street to keep Wall Street looking good for the election. But every time they do that, foreign trust and reliance on the U.S. dollar erodes still further. And so they're working at cross purposes. Everything the Federal Reserve does to keep the economy looking like it's working is actually driving the world away from the dollar. At the same time, the U.S. government is trying to use the threat of military force to bring the world back to dependence on the dollar. And we're going to take a moment here. Okay, we're going to take a moment here to shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network right now. And again, the phone numbers to call into the show are on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And if you get a recording, just hang up and try again. Okay, Mike, what else do you have on your mind?
I was going to say, at this point, it looks like the United States is actually on a war footing, and I don't know who's going to stop it, who's going to stop the war, but eventually this is going to turn into a bloody revolution. I don't know. I feel it in my gut that these guys won't go out into the night quietly. I know that because no tyrant has ever done that. So, anyway, I'd like to tell you that you have one of the best shows on the Internet and otherwise, and I congratulate you for the amount of information. It's like listening to your show is like attending college, basically. I mean, I've learned things from you that I didn't learn in 8 years in college. So, good luck with your show, and thank you for being there and informing the people, and keep doing the good work you're doing, Mike. Aloha. Goodbye.
Aloha. Thank you very much for the kind words here. And when I was teaching college, rest assured, I was not allowed to be teaching this stuff. I was teaching computer animation. Okay. It's a very dark situation, and I know our government is definitely making all this war talk. My concern is they can start the war. They're not going to win it. They're going to lose this one, even if it goes nuclear. And I would prefer not to see that happen, but our government, unfortunately, they're relying on history, that every time they get the economy into a hopeless mess, getting into a major war, if it doesn't actually fix the economy, at least they've got something to blame for it. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, and look how many countries the U.S. has invaded, regime-changed, drone-struck. We're well on our way. In fact, I'm pretty sure that 50 years from now, the history books will say we were already into World War III at this point. We just are missing the big bang, like a Pearl Harbor, where everybody says, okay, all these little tiny conflicts, they're all merged together into a single world war. And again, our government is relying on this, not history, but this myth that the U.S. has never lost a war. Well, we did lose in Vietnam, and we did not, contrary to the films you've seen come out of Hollywood, single-handedly win World War I or World War II. In fact, the last war that the United States won all by itself was, I think, Grenada, and that was a heck of a weekend. And they only did that to distract the media away from the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut. So, now, here's an interesting story, and again, it shows how completely over the top the corporate media is about promoting Hillary Clinton and hiding Donald Trump. CNN did a story about this man who saved a baby from a hot car. Apparently, the mother had left the kid in the car was heating up, and kids can die from that. So this man broke into the car and saved the baby, big news story. The man was wearing a Trump for President t-shirt. CNN blurred it out. You could still recognize that's what it was, but they blurred it out. And I would be willing to wager an entire nickel. If it had been a Hillary shirt, it wouldn't have been blurred. Now, remember the other day I was talking about the core of all of this corruption is drug money. And it all goes back to that CIA gun and drug running operation in the 1980s out of Arkansas under then Governor Bill Clinton down to Nicaragua. Guns down, drugs back, everybody got rich. And then mentioned it's continuing to today. The way that FBI Director James Comey and Attorney General Loretta Lynch gave Hillary Clinton that get out of jail free card, even though it's obvious she's guilty of Title 18 violations. And Loretta Lynch and James Comey are tangled up in the drug money corruption of the HSBC affair. Well, apparently today, President Obama has commuted the sentence for a man who was convicted of smuggling heroin in from Afghanistan. Cut more than a decade off of his sentence. So the narcocracy is on display for all to see. And remember, we have an article at whatreallyhappened.com in which we're showing coalition and U.S. forces got the flag right on the shoulder, guarding and protecting the opium poppy fields of Afghanistan and handling those sacks of raw opium. And there's nothing new with that. The CIA was running heroin out of Vietnam. Bill Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush were running cocaine out of Central America into the U.S. That's how these things get funded. And that drug corruption is why our nation is hovering at the edge of collapse. It's a repeat of what we saw during Prohibition, when the dealers in alcohol made enough money to buy their way to the top levels of the government. That's where the Kennedys came from. Now then, we've got a little bit of an update about that protest by Native Americans over this oil pipeline, the Dakota Access Pipeline. And it was crossing Native American property at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Big, huge protest. The Native Americans were out there protesting. The state literally took away all the water, tank cars and everything, hoping that the hot sun would drive them away. But there's been a new development because the Army Corps of Engineers has been forced to admit that Energy Transfer Partners, the company that's building the pipeline, does not actually have the necessary paperwork to be building that pipeline on that land. They just said, we're going to go ahead and do it. The government will protect us. And the Army Corps of Engineers is saying they don't have a written easement. They don't have the paperwork that's required to install that segment across that piece of land. So the Native American protesters are very, very happy, but they'll finagle this somehow. Maybe a generous donation to the Clinton Foundation, and we'll get all of this stuff taken care of here. Harumph, harumph, harumph. All right, little bit of an update. We talked about this yesterday. Wolfgang Halbig is a former school security expert, a professional. And following the Sandy Hook false flag, he started digging in, and he found a lot of very damaging information. He found that the school was not actually an operating school at the time of this supposed shooting. He had found all kinds of information, Freedom of Information Act, and all of a sudden, his website, if you go to the main page, it just says this website has been removed from the internet. Now, if you bookmarked any of the internal documents, they're actually still there. And I think if you go out to the Internet Archive and go to his website, those links will still work. So grab everything off the site that you can while it's still there. What we're hearing from memoryholeblog.com is that Wolfgang Halbig and his family were threatened. Apparently, he'd had another Freedom of Information Act victory. He had found something that basically blew the lid off the cover-up. And so he was threatened into silence. And that's the story. The brown shirts are alive and well in Washington, D.C. Now, as you know, we just had the Rio Olympics. We're all kind of embarrassments. The U.S. Olympic swim team and that bathroom incident. We had the water turning green. We had this amazing photograph of the absolutely poverty-stricken citizens of Rio up in the hills looking off at the Olympic Stadium with all its fireworks in the distance. And it was just this shocking illustration of wealth inequality down there. And it was a hugely expensive operation. Brazil has lost a lot of money on it. Turns out NBC lost a lot of money on it because apparently the ratings were not very good at all. People just weren't watching the Olympics. And I think part of that has to do with all that politicalization going on in about trying to ban the Russian team and doping this and all the rest of it. The ratings were down 17% overall. And 25% in the 18 to 49 age demographic, which is the demographic advertisers most appeal to, because they're the ones with the most disposable income. Now, the good news is the Hillary Clinton campaign made a huge media buy to advertise on the Olympics. And apparently, they weren't getting the bang for their bucks either. So that's the good side. All right, another phone call. Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I can just go off topic. Regarding Hillary Clinton's comments about blacks as super predators, mm-hmm. I noticed that an even more scandalous point, part of it, is what she says next, is that she has to bring them to heel. That's even more insulting, because a super predator could be like a lion or like a Black Panther, not that bad, you know, kind of
or
cool
Hillary
almost.
Clinton.
But bringing to heel, that's a dog.
Yes. And that sort of betrays Hillary's attitude toward everybody, that, you know, she is the mistress and everybody else is supposed to do what they're told.
Yeah, totally. Can you hear me okay? You're really quiet.
I can hear you. We're having some issues with the telephone system, and they're working to try and resolve this issue. Maybe... Okay. I don't know. Did Vonage donate to the Clinton Foundation? Is that what's going on here?
I don't know, but I'm calling a 512 number, and on your website, from my perspective, I can't tell that you have a live show, but anyway, could I continue with a couple different points?
Yeah, well, the BAM user feed should be working in terms of the live show. Anyway, yes, please continue.
Yeah, it looks like it's just on my end. I can't see it because I checked with someone. Anyway, okay, another thing about Hillary... the email from, her sidekick, Abdullah.
Huma Abedin, yes.
Right, it says, we just hung up, checked on you, but we're sleeping. If you want me to come give you a download, I will be up. So I think the more interesting part of this is the download mention, and then she says, come to give you a download. So normally downloads would be done over the internet, but if you're transferring classified data, it's not available on the internet. So I think she might be offering to bring over a USB drive of classified information and give her a download in person.
Yeah, that could be it. I mean, a lot of people sort of misuse download in a very generic way. I'm not sure it's all that significant, but I think it's more important to be looking at Huma Abedin was essentially triple dipping when she was there at the State Department, and that was a violation of various rules. And now they're starting to look into her emails as well. We know that Huma Abedin is also in violation of Title 18, Section 793, and it's going to be very interesting to see if she's prosecuted when they allowed Hillary to offer the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's interesting also the possible like Muslim connections. The other thing I want to mention is the Trump statues, unflattering Trump statues. Okay, I have this really fun response. So let's make some statues and move them around. We can have a flattering Trump. So we could just have like a really, like his regular face and hat, and then like a really like a healthy physique and everything, very flattering and everything.
Well, we don't need to
put him in a Captain American costume, have his head exactly the same.
That would
be
a good
one. Captain America.
Okay, but Mateus, the unflattering statues of Donald Trump backfired because everybody wants to get their pictures taken with them. And so it's actually backfired as an attempt to attack Donald Trump. Everybody thinks it's cool, and you know Trump is just shrugging it off. He's not taking the bait on that. So it's backfired. It's actually worked for Donald Trump rather than against. Mateus, got to let you go here. We'll look at the idea. Got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Un- Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Robert in Georgia, thank you for being so patient and waiting. What is on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Aloha.
Aloha.
This is the first time I've ever called into a talk show. I've listened to several, but never been inclined to call into one. I got to listen to you about 2.5 years ago while I was had to quit my job about 3.5 years before that and take care of my dad with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's until he passed away a couple of years ago, and I got to listen to your show. Mm-hmm. I have always considered myself a history buff and was in love with history. I felt every other subject in high school, I was straight A's, 100 in history. But anyway, through listening to you, I have actually got to revisit history and find out, it's just like a good comedy, there's always a little bit of truth in good comedy. Well, there was always a little bit of truth in history, but it was propagandized to the point It's hard to recognize it from truth or lie. You
yeah,
have my
absolutely.
Eyes I did not believe. I didn't just take you at face value. I had to do my research and go back because I was a big history buff. Like I said, I still am. But Russia, let me go back up. The shift that's taking place across the world from west to east. Russia reminds me a lot of the new America of 1780s and 1790s. Where after we won our independence through force, we had to make commerce through friendship, because we weren't able to, at that time, force other people to trade with us. Yes, it was beneficial and mutual for them to trade with us. We were rich with resources, but we had to be friendly about it. We had to be diplomatic about it, even though it was mutual to benefit to both of us. Well, Russia, after the fall of the Soviet Union, to me, they're in their revolutionary stage. They're forming their new country, and they are doing peace, as you say, through commerce. They're not forcing their will upon people, or their trade agreements upon people. And I moved into a house about 21 years ago, an old, old, old house, and found a history book copyrighted 1889, just a little over 100 years from when our country was formed. But even by me backing up from what I learned from you and research by listening to you, when I go back and look at that old book written just a little over 100 years from our nation's birth, all the way up to that point, if you really paid attention, you could even start seeing the points and the places where we were starting to impose our will on other nations for mm-hmm. trade purposes as we got stronger. And so I had to relook at history in a whole different way. And I don't know if I'm trying to make a point, ask a question, but I'll be short and brief and get off the phone, and you can reply to it. But because of our policies now of implementing our will and by force or threat upon other nations, we can't allow, our government can't allow, free or fair trade by other countries, especially Russia. Mm-hmm. And Russia's gone and made alliances, mutual alliances, with Turkey, Iran, Syria as a bloc, China and Russia as a bloc. And I might even say, if you really get to looking at it, some of the European nations are looking at Russia with a wink and a nod. I mean, they know yes. which side their bread's buttered on and who's buttering it. And Putin is so patient, because I believe he knows he has truth on his side. I believe that Russia has actually an alliance with truth. Our government is as close to dealing with the truth as we are to Mars. Mm-hmm. So it is actually, I may be wrong, but it's in our government's eyes, they see it as a detriment to us.
Well, yeah, truth is so valuable, our government economizes it.
Sure.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you faded there for a little bit here. We're coming up on a commercial break here, so you got about 30 seconds left, and then I'll answer you after the commercial break, okay?
Okay, the only thing I got left to say is, you don't know how much I appreciate you, how much I look forward each day listening to you. It is getting harder to get your website, but I'll catch the podcast later on. I just wish that people that thinks they know history would just back up with an open mind and look at it again. And when you do, things just fall into place so quickly. It makes so much sense.
Yeah, it really does. All right, Robert, we're going to let you go take a commercial break. I've got some comments about what you said when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for over a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And in response to Robert, first of all, you need to understand that history is a joke played by the victors on the vanquished in front of an audience that dares not laugh. And the winners write the history books. And they always write the history books to make themselves look grand and glorious and honorable and to make the bad guys look like bad guys. And you can't trust any of it. Now, the reasons for the U.S. to embark on this militarist projection of power around the world in the interest of locking countries into trade deals represents a failure of the U.S. economy to make itself attractive to the rest of the world. And it's a complex overlapping issue. A lot of it goes back to the Bretton Woods Agreement, which made the entire world dependent on U.S. dollars for cross-border trade and banking. And in the decades after that, the U.S. economic system got lazy. They had all this wealth coming on in exchange for boxes of ink and paper. And they allowed our manufacturing to decline. And that was accelerated in the 1980s when all of these graduates from MBAs became top executives at corporations. And they had no love of manufacturing. And so they offshored it all. And basically got it into their head that they could prosper the United States of America just by grabbing huge wads of cash and shaking it back and forth, and it would grow all by itself. And when you add on top of it this disastrous experiment with GMO, which the rest of the world does not want, and you come to a position where the U.S. government understands that unless they can conquer the rest of the world and force them back to dependence on the U.S. dollar, the U.S. economy is finished. Nobody wants our dollars. Nobody wants our manufactured goods. Nobody even wants our weapons anymore. And they certainly don't want our GMO. And that's the corner the government finds itself in. All right, let's grab a couple more phone calls. Jerry in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Just have a real short comment. One night, I don't know the year that it was, but first, I'm a 78-year-old man. I stay up a lot at night and watch a lot of television on the various channels. But anyway, the last night of the year, whichever year it was, I was watching some of the fireworks and goings-on about celebrating the new year, and I was flipping through the channels, and all of a sudden, here's Bill Clinton on one of the channels, and I don't, of course, remember the channel. I just was amazed at some of the things he was saying. He was turning over that night to the Chinese government all of the missile information that he could possibly give, and I suppose I watched for maybe 20 minutes, and I just couldn't believe what I was seeing or hearing. So I just thought maybe this would be something that other people might have seen, and if so, maybe get a little group of watchers that had seen this and use it for something that I'm sure that the Clinton Foundation probably received a healthy fee for this information. But anyway, I just thought I'd call you and mention it to you because you're a good sounding board, and I'll tell you, you do have one of the best radio talk shows that I have ever, ever, ever come across. And that's all I have.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words here, and mostly I think what you're referring to is that ChinaGate scandal, and that was happening back in 1996, where Bill Clinton was running for re-election, and as president, he authorized the sale of very sensitive U.S. technology, missile technology, to China, and as a result, got huge donations from the companies making the sales and from China into his re-election campaign. And the Chinese money was funneled through Chinese American citizens to make it legal. But when Congress started investigating, they found out some of this money came from Chinese intelligence. And the scandal was called ChinaGate. It got stalled because the White House email server all the way back then suffered a massive mysterious failure. And golly gee shuckies, they'd turned off the backup system a little while before that. There was also this gentleman, Ng Lap Seng, who was this Chinese billionaire who provided most of the money that funneled into the Clinton campaign through Charlie Tree. And Seng refused to cooperate with the investigation. But a year ago, he got arrested here in the United States, along with a gentleman named John Ash, who was a former United Nations official. And they got picked up on an unrelated bribery and corruption charge. And it gave members of Congress an opportunity to interview Seng, and John Ash was about to testify in court about the links between the Clintons and Ng Lap Seng, and then he, according to the official story, he accidentally dropped a barbell on his own throat just before he was supposed to testify. But it was a horrible scandal, and it did risk U.S. national security by giving China technology that would have otherwise taken them 5 or 6 years to develop for themselves. And, of course, that leads to my question that I continue to ask. Was Hillary Clinton playing the same game? Was she selling U.S. secrets on her private email server, which had weaker security than Ashley Madison, and using the so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments? And the question is even more pertinent now with this revelation that Hillary Clinton still had classified information on her private server even after she stopped being Secretary of State. And you know, it's just an incredible degree of corruption that was going on, and it does risk our national security, because if we do go to war with China and it does go into nuclear exchanges, China's missiles are now more accurate because of what Bill Clinton did back in 1996.
Because not only if they've lost all this information, maybe someone could pull this up off from the recorded television show that I'm referring to, and he's basically standing there and admitting treason right in front of the whole of anybody that was watching that station.
Well, I've never seen that video, but I would certainly like to. And here's the point you need to understand. Technically, under his authority as president, he did have the authority to do that. The part that was hidden from the public is he was accepting money from China at the same time.
I see. Okay, that's it for me. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate the time you've taken.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to James in Japan. Ohio gozaimasu, genki desu ka? What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. I'm also a first-time caller. Well, sober, that is. Anyway, I have a question for you. They're talking about Germany, Finland, Czechoslovakia, telling their people to store up on food and water. What are your thoughts on that? Is it related to Ukraine?
Could be related to Ukraine. Could be related to the awareness that all it's going to take is one of the European Union member nations to economically collapse to drag that whole interlocked system down. And we know that Italy's in serious, serious trouble right now. And at this point, it's wise for everybody to have some stockpiled, storable food, not refrigerated, because the electricity could go out. Whether you call it a collapse of the euro kit or a Ukrainian war kit or an earthquake kit in California or out here in Hawaii, the hurricane kit. That's just common sense. But for the governments to be encouraging that is definitely an interesting sign, because most governments like that here in the United States, they want you to be dependent on the government and the corporations. Remember when prepping first took off as a fad here in the United States, and the corporate media was making fun of the preppers, all these people, they think war's coming and
that's
all the
right.
rest of the stuff. you find out that the money junkies and government people are the biggest preppers of all.
Yeah, it was more of conspiracy theorists before. Now I'm happy it's mainstream. I've experienced the need to prep after the 2011 earthquake, after the water was contaminated in Tokyo, and I had to go around for hours and hours to find my kids fresh water to drink. Hey, Michael, who the hell does Soros think he is messing with American politics and the way of life? Israel?
He thinks he's a god. And it's not just the United States. He's messing with the entire planet. And again, I object to that because he's not elected. He's not legitimately a leader of any country. And he's reckless. And he's out there basically redesigning the fundamental way the planet works to suit some vision he has of a new world order global government. And he's causing all this harm, and nobody seems able to hold him to account for it.
And lastly, I don't think anything's going to be done with the unfortunate European migration problem. Would you believe that a new study that was approved by Hillary and Merkel that said that 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape?
I would have a very hard time believing that. But then on the other hand, when you look back at Hillary's defense of that rapist, she got up there in court and insisted this little girl had fantasies about sex with older men. So who knows what Hillary's going to say to push her agenda.
Yep. Hey, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, James. And we're going to let you go. And we're going to go ahead and close the phone lines because the technical issues are just overwhelming at this point. As you know, Obama is here on Oahu, or will be imminently, and the news was already out there about how he's talking to this conservation conference out at UH Manoa But the content of his speech has already been leaked, and he's going to be talking about human-caused global warming. He's out there on that one again, pushing for his carbon tax. We've got to save planet Earth from you icky-poo human beings. Well, let's set aside for a moment the question about whether carbon dioxide is really a problem or not, as opposed to being an essential part of the cycle of life here on Earth. Let's talk about all the damage to the environment being done by drone strikes, depleted uranium weapons, leaving landmines littered all over other people's country. There's quite a bit of blinders when you talk about the environmental people. Yesterday we were talking about this issue of planned obsolescence, where the entire economy has become dependent on manufacturing products that break after just a few years, so you have to buy a new one and then buy a new one and then buy a new one. And that is environmentally damaging, because you're digging up more natural resources to make a new product that lasts only a few years, and then it goes into the landfill and you start that same cycle all over again. But you never hear the environmentalists talking about that. It's always carbon dioxide and carbon taxes and, you know, all the rest of that. They're pushing products and agenda. They're not really concerned about the environment. If they were concerned about the environment, they'd be talking about stopping all this warfare. Now, there's an interesting little story that came out of governmentslaves.info. Three professors who are co-teaching an online course called Medical Humanities in the Digital Age at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, literally told their students via email that human-caused global warming is not open for debate, and those who think otherwise are not going to be allowed into the course. Drop it now, you will be flunked. I remember some years ago we got this phone call from a lady whose daughter had been flunked by her science teacher for questioning human-caused global warming. And what a change that is. I mean, when I was a kid going to college, that was where you explored new ideas. You looked at new ways of seeing the world. And today, colleges and universities have become the most rigid enforcers of the status quo and the dogma, whether it's human-caused global warming or Israel is great and Palestine is bad. It's just insane out there. And you know something? These kids are going $20,000, $30,000 into student loan debt to basically get brainwashed, to be told how to be politically correct. You're not allowed to say this. You're not allowed to think that. Yes, and it only cost me $35,000 to be here. Now, as you know, we're under pretty steady attack from Hillary's people. We're not the only one. Apparently, Alex Jones' InfoWars site got hacked, and 50,000-plus users' data was stolen and published in the digital underground. And these are accounts for the paid subscribers, and the email addresses, usernames, and passwords were out on the digital underground. I am not aware that anything really sensitive like credit card information was put out there either. But it's another reminder that the other side loves to play dirty. And Alex has my deepest sympathies and understanding for what he's going through because of all that's going on. But it is a reminder. The other side loves to play dirty. They don't believe in morality or ethics or fair play. It's win at all costs. Lie, cheat, steal, kill if you have to. And these people actually believe that the willingness to lie, cheat, steal, and kill makes them superior human beings. And no, it doesn't. It just makes them human beings who are willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. Interesting little story came out of Zero Hedge about how Facebook got a little bit creepier. And they're sharing a story about this psychiatrist who occasionally goes into Facebook. And then all of a sudden, Facebook started recommending friends to her who were her patients. And she has no idea how that could possibly happen. She hadn't shared her email or phone contacts with Facebook. And she's very, very concerned because, you know, these patients, their confidentiality has to be protected. And she's trying to figure out how the heck Facebook got this information and started sending her own patients back as her friends. Now, as you know, earlier in the year, Facebook came under criticism because the human editors of their trending feature were basically loading up the trending stories with pro-Hillary, anti-Trump stuff. And as a result, they let the human editors go and decided it was going to be algorithmically determined what the top trending stories were based on what people are actually reading. Unfortunately, within 72 hours, the top story in trending was about how Fox News icon Megyn Kelly, who had been fired, which she wasn't. And probably that story was being deliberately loaded on there to make Facebook look bad. And unfortunately, a lot of independent media picked up on that story as well. And that is something we all have to be careful of between now and November. The ones who like to play dirty, the goon squad, the cyber thugs, they're trying as hard as they can to find a way to discredit the independent media because they understand nobody trusts the corporate media. There's no way to make people trust the corporate media overnight. All they can think of doing is finding some way to level the playing field by making the independent media look kooky, which is why we keep getting all these stories about chemtrails and Nibiru and Planet X and HARP and Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster's love child, often a UFO with Elvis or other nonsense, stuff like that. Apparently, there is a company over in Israel called NSO Group that manufactures and sells malware to spy on iPhones. It's been used against journalists. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You
spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today, and there's a breaking story coming on out now regarding the Daily Caller News Foundation. Now, not too long ago, they requested from the State Department documentation that Hillary Clinton and her aides had been given the required briefings on the correct handling of classified information. And the State Department refused. And the Daily Caller News Foundation filed a Freedom of Information Act request. And the judge has now said the State Department has to turn over all these security training records within 2 weeks or face direct deposition of multiple government officials. And I understand why this is being done, because the last resort for Hillary and her people regarding all these Title 18 violations is to say, we didn't know any better. We didn't know. We didn't know at all. Well, anybody who's ever been exposed to classified information knows that you get sat down and you get told exactly what you can and cannot do with that classified information. And the Daily Caller News Foundation was trying to document the fact that Hillary and her people had been given this required training, which you must complete to get your security clearance. And for some reason, the State Department was refusing, trying to hold open the option for Hillary to say down the road, I never had the training. I didn't know I was breaking the law. Well, if you go into a court on a crime and you say, I didn't know there was a law, remember what the judge is going to say? Ignorance of the law is no excuse, unless you're the Clintons. And then, of course, it's your get out of jail free card. So now they're looking at a court order to turn over all the records or face deposition. And this will establish for a fact that Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin and these other staffers did, in fact, receive the briefing regarding the proper care and handling of classified information, which will mean that their Title 18 violations, they knew they were doing wrong when they did it. So we're going to be following that story. Another little story. As you know, Hillary Clinton is very much opposed to strong encryption for ordinary citizens. They want you to use real simple codes that the government can peek in on. However, the Clinton campaign itself uses a tool called Signal, which is described as Edward Snowden approved, and it's a strong encryption app, and they all installed and use it. So it's okay for them to have strong encryption, just not okay for you. And it's ridiculous, because we proved on this website a couple of years ago, it is very easy for anybody to write strong encryption that the government will not be able to break. And so all this war on encryption for ordinary law-abiding citizens has nothing to do with crime and terror. It's about leaving you wide open so that your information can be pillaged at will by the government. Edward Snowden says that Utah data center is filled with naked pictures the NSA guys like to whack off to. And the government has been caught stealing business secrets of American citizens for their own profit. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are all members of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Share it with everyone that you know on your social media. Get the word out. We're fighting for the future of not just the United States, but planet Earth. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.